You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and Gear Up Cycles' Matt Falwell.
Thank you, Austin. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
It's hard to believe that Saturday week is going to be April, and you're going to be involved in a century ride, a Sucker Punch century ride to benefit the Murray State Cycling Team and the Murray Callaway County Parks Skate Park. Obviously, I'm not a century rider, but you are. Mm-hmm. It must be a thrill to ride 100 miles in a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, Callaway County, Graves County, West Tennessee. I mean, we have fantastic roads and a beautiful area to ride in here. And let me preface, it's not just a century. It's not just a 100-miler. We have a 30-mile and a 60-mile option as well for all abilities. And we welcome everyone to come out. We have SAG support and food and
beverage.
What does
that mean?
SAG essentially means that if you start to fall off the back, that we have an individual there with a vehicle that can help pick you up. Say if you have a flat tire, a mechanical situation, we have someone that's going to be following behind the group, and they're going to be able to help you out, you know, to help you with an inner tube, or if something, you know, if you crashed or something like that, help pick you up, get your bike back to the shop, and get you taken care of.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Got to have it, I would assume.
Yeah, and snacks and toilets and all that, you know, along the route there. So it's a fully supported ride, as we said.
Does it start at Gear Up at 15th and Main?
We'll start from the parking lot there at the bike shop, and all the routes will start from there, and they will end there. And at the end of the ride, we've got we'll have the grills going and food out, and so all the participants, you know, they get their t-shirt. One of our sponsors this year, Swiftwick Socks, has graciously set us up where everyone that participates in the ride will get a free pair of Swiftwicks. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but they're based out of Brentwood, Tennessee. 100% USA made product. Fantastic stuff there. So definitely check them out.
So what's the entry fee for the rides?
Well, the entry fee, the pre-registration fee got you a little bit of a discount, but we're past that now. So you're looking at, I believe it's a $40 entry fee. And with that, you get your ride, you get your t-shirt, you get your socks, and you also get fed. So pretty good value.
And the money, once again, is split between the Collegiate Cycling Group at Murray State and the skate park. Give me a little synopsis of the cycling group at Murray State.
Well, Murray State University has a collegiate cycling team that operates in the Midwestern Conference, which is governed by USA Cycling. That's the national governing body for all racing in the United States. And with that conference, we're the southernmost school in that group. So our students are traveling and competing against schools all the way up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So they'll race against University of Michigan. They'll be in St. Louis in Missouri. They'll race against Notre Dame, Marion College. So, I mean, all over. So it's a wide range of events that they're going to. They race in three disciplines. There's road racing. Which is more like if you've ever watched the Tour de France or something. So it's on a road specific bike. We have mountain bike racing and then also cyclocross, which is a kind of off road bike. So we have the spring season is road, the fall and going into winter are mountain and cyclocross.
So the team basically uses donations for equipment and travel.
Correct. Cycling does have some cost to it. And what we do is by hosting this fundraiser each year, we help provide funds to pay for team uniforms, to help with equipment and travel purchases, things of that nature, race entry fees. And, one of the things with this, you know, we're trying to teach these young men and women that, you know, yes, our community wants to support them in their endeavor and representing our school. But one of the other things that's important is for them to realize that giving back to the community, to the people that support them, is important as well. And with that, that is why this year we've chosen, again, to take 50% of the proceeds that are raised from this event, and we're going to donate those proceeds to the Lions Club Skate Park project that we have at the Murray Callaway County Park. And that way, the youth in the community, we that's kind of a whole separate subject, but we've started building that park, and it is costly because we're doing it out of concrete. And so we would like to donate those funds and be able to purchase some more components that will go in there to accentuate those features.
Excellent. So in wrapping up, how do people just get in touch with you at Gear Up Cycles to get into the ride?
Right. You can find us at gearupcycles.com, and on our event page, there's a tab for the Sucker Punch that has all the route information, costs, everything's right there. You can also find us at Gear Up Cycles on Facebook. You're also welcome to just call the shop at 270-761-2453.
Matt Falwell, thanks for being here today.
No problem. Thank you.